WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Mark Frost, who co-created the series Twin Peaks with David Lynch, is starting up another series. This time it's on Fox, not ABC, and this time it's not a weird drama, it's a weird documentary series. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
Last season, thanks to Twin Peaks, David Lynch and partner Mark Frost were the talk of television. But Lynch, who had directed that pilot and was coming off a string of weirdo cult movies like Blue Velvet, was the guy almost everyone talked about. Frost, even though his credits included Hill Street Blues, was pretty much ignored. This week's new Fox series, American Chronicles, is an attempt to even those scales a bit. It's a Lynch-Frost production, but it's definitely Mark Frost's baby. The series is his idea. He wrote and directed the pilot, and he seems determined to prove that he can be just as strange as David Lynch when it comes to making TV shows. American Chronicles is designed as a weekly half-hour look at American places, people, and events. And look is the key word, because the show is intensely visual. The pilot episode is all about New Orleans at Mardi Gras time. And much of it, including the show's first 2 minutes, is presented without words. What narration there is later is provided by Richard Dreyfuss, who delivers his comments in a detached, almost comic style.
New Orleans. We're in New Orleans. New Orleans is a deep water port on the banks of the Mississippi River in southern Louisiana. An isolated banana republic somewhere north of the south and south of the north. The party capital of the Western world. Famous for its obsessive pursuit of the perfect meal. Its single-minded devotion to earthy, sensual delights. But most of all, for its Mardi Gras.
The images in American Chronicles are unusual, to say the least. So is Frost's script, which devotes itself to putting the Mardi Gras celebration in a rather dark historical context. But from the co-creator of Twin Peaks, what did you expect? Sweetness and light?
What is Mardi Gras? Pagan celebrations in the pre-Christian world were characterized by rampant intoxication, rape, flagellation, bloodshed and animal sacrifice, a debauched descent into man's animalistic nature. The church, distressed by these excesses, eventually corralled them into the Catholic calendar as the carnival season. Carnival, from the Latin carnevale, farewell to the flesh.
This first episode of American Chronicles is kind of like what would happen if you gave Charles Kuralt's on-the-road job to gonzo journalist Hunter S. Thompson and assigned Federico Fellini as cameraman. It's different, and it's kind of fascinating. But my question is whether American Chronicles can sustain its powerful imagery when its subjects are less visually arresting than Mardi Gras. We'll have to wait and see. With see, like I said, being the key word.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.